Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hello, everybody. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. This is Motown Maurice, and I am back for another episode of Hustle and Shuffle. We're moving along. We're counting down for these last few days of 2011, getting ready to usher in a brand new year. Aren't you excited? Because I know I'm excited. Great things in 2012, great things, but it all starts right now, as in planting seeds. Yes, indeed, in planting seeds. I got some quotes for you. I want to share some quotes, just a few quotes so you can start off your day so I can usher in my new guest. One quote, another quote. Here we go. Our challenges are our greatest gifts because it helps us build the resilience we need. I hope you pay attention to that because we have to embrace our challenges because they help us build the resilience we need. You like that? I like it too. We're going to move along and we're going to start this show off just right with my guest today. And I'm really excited about my guest today because he reminds me a bit about myself when I was starting my company, and he's on the brink of starting his own production company. He's the type of guy that's likable, that wants to be happy and wants to get along with everybody. He's had the opportunity to work with Michael Bay himself. He is an ambitious driver, and he loves technology. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome, stir it up, make some noise, be happy, 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 joy, joy, for Joe Cracker Brown! Joe Cracker Brown, how you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I am doing fine. You know, delighted to have you on the show so we can just have a conversation on what's going on in your life and how things going. First of all, how you feel right now?
I feel excellent, man. I'm just happy to be here, and what a pleasure it is to be on the show with you today.
Oh, well, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much. You know, I have to first acknowledge Sunshine. She shined her shineness, if I should say. She shined her rays upon me, which connected me to you, and that's why I'm interviewing you today. So I'm so thankful for Sunshine, and she has brought quite a few guests on this show, especially at a time when I didn't know where I would find a guest. So tell me about Sunshine and how you met her.
Oh, man, Sunshine has been an amazing woman. She truly has been a ray of sunshine in my life these past few months. I went down to Central Casting to just sign up for some background work just to make a little extra pocket money in between jobs, and got to chatting with this really nice lady in line just while I was waiting to turn in my paperwork. And, man, it's just been what an amazing time I've had talking and being around Sunshine. You know, she's introduced me to a lot of great people, such as yourself, and really inspired me to move forward with projects that I've always wanted to do.
Yes, 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 yes. And Sunshine, as I told her, she is a conduit. She brings people together. I have not even met Sunshine yet, but she is. She knows her purpose, and she has been connecting us. We talk often, and it's great to know that lady. As a matter of fact, she is patiently waiting on the line right now. So, what other great time other than now to bring Sunshine on? So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give Sunshine a round of applause as we welcome her to the line and the conversation. Sunshine, how are you doing?
I'm great. I can't. This is the Joe Cracker Brown Show, but I sure appreciate the shout-outs, you guys. And Motown, Hustle and Shuffle is just a wonderful thing. I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to introduce you to people and facilitate that. That is part of what I do. I love putting people together that fit, and your show fits with so many people that I know, like Joe Cracker Brown. I love this guy. When I met him in Central, I thought, oh, my God, God just dropped a little gift in my lap. How cute. Have you seen the demo reel he just did for me?
Not yet. I will see it soon. But
I put it up on YouTube, and this is just, it's a small one. It's got three video clips and overlaid by a song that I sang.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my contact info with my email address and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
this guy never did this stuff before. It's just something he always wanted to do. And then when we met, I was in a transition period myself, learning different things from the college that I was going to, Long Beach City College. Shout out for those teachers in human services and the teachers in the theatrical field, because they're as good, if not better, than anybody that you meet in Hollywood, in my personal experience. Not just my opinion, but my experience, because what they've done for me
mm-hmm.
is taught me how not to procrastinate and not put things off. And in the interim of 8 days, I published my last two books.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing, the stuff that I have learned to do by not putting things off. And
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what I got to share with Cracker Brown. And his work is beyond reproach. Hi, Cracker. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Sunshine? But
I'm
hey,
lovely,
isn't that on your Vimeo page and not YouTube?
Well, did I say YouTube? Oh, God, smack me. Love you, Cracker Brown. Thank you. I did not mean YouTube. Anybody that heard that, I did not say that. I did not mean that. No, it's on Vimeo, and I meant to say that it's on Facebook. I put it on Facebook. And
oh, okay.
And so that way people can, you know, it's got my email address on it and my Vimeo page as well. And anybody that's listening to this show, especially all my buddies out in Cleveland, if you need a really good demo reel, this is the guy to get it from. He's
okay.
got reasonable rates. It's going to be a whole lot better than the prices you're going to get from even Cleveland, and the prices out in Hollywood can be a bit much as well. So, you know, just hook up with this guy. Just give me, you guys, if you know me and you're hearing me, then call me because you know my phone number. If not, see my demo reel, and you can hook up with Cracker Brown. He'll give you the information at the end of the show.
Okay.
But he does stellar work. He's a really neat guy. He's a great guy to work with. He's meek. He's not got this attitude of, you got to kiss my butt. I've dealt with a lot of people that have that attitude where
mm-hmm.
you have to do what they say, and you're like, excuse me, this is my work. I know what I
mm-hmm.
want.
Yeah.
And so and he works with you. You know, he's
yes.
wonderful. On the phone
yes.
with him for 2 hours. He was fine.
Well, definitely. I'm going to get into conversation with Cracker Brown in a moment about his new production company that's coming up. But I want to thank you very much for calling, Sunshine, and we're going to keep the party going. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to the rest of the show. You guys have a great day.
Thank
you, Sunshine. I'll see you later today.
You will. Oh, yeah, that's right. Talk about that audition, will you? Okay. No, bye-bye.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
Yes,
she is.
Absolutely. She is. She is. And she is. She brought up the conversation of you editing. You're getting involved in more behind the scenes work. You're starting your own production company. I believe you have a tentative title for your production company, Cracker Brown Productions. Tell me about that, and how's that process going for you? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great, man. It's just something I've always wanted to play around with. I love cameras and video, and I mean, ever since I was a little guy, I believe the first thing I ever bought when I was 5 years old was my very first camera for my birthday money, or with
mm-hmm.
my birthday money. I never got it developed, but I bought a camera.
Very nice, very nice. Isn't it such a rewarding feeling when you can put together someone's work and piece it up into a product where they can present it to others and help them further their career? I mean, I've done that for years. I was a videographer, photographer myself for almost 10 years in Florida, or about 10 years. And every time I completed a video with a happy client, it was extremely rewarding. How does it feel for you?
Oh, that is definitely the biggest reward, is just hearing the joy in somebody's voice, seeing their eyes light up, seeing the true natural smile come through. That hits me. You know, that gets me right there in my heart to see people happy. That's all I want to do.
Exactly. And if you trust me, you keep on doing it. You're going to run into some clients that are nitpicky, that makes you, you know, lose a few hairs. But overall, you know, people are definitely very appreciative for the time that you invest, because it's a very time-consuming process. It's very time-consuming. So I definitely wish you the best with that, and keep me abreast with everything you do with Joe Cracker Brown Productions.
Oh, definitely, brother, definitely. If you ever need anything, you know, I'll hook you up.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. I would take your word on that. Thank you. This is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I have the fantastic and ambitious Joe Cracker Brown on the line, and we got another caller who is patiently waiting from area code 775. Area code 775. You are on the line right now. What's your name? What's your question or your comment?
Hey, this is Fire Fuck. Wondering how the hell did you get the name of Cracker Brown?
Hey, brother, what's up?
Glad to hear you on there, brother. Making your move.
It's all because of you. You remember us?
I'm there for your support every step of the way, brother.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You are another ray of sunshine in my life.
Brother, I can't help without you.
Yeah, I do not know where I would be without
else.
You.
I'll always be there for you. I'd never let you down.
Thank you. Love you, brother. Where are you at today?
Ripton, California.
Oh, right on. You haven't made it far since I seen you last.
No, we're going to be heading back through, heading on to Kansas City. You know, we got to haul them groceries for everybody.
Yep, that's true. Man, when was the last time you got some sleep, bud?
4 days ago.
Man, we got to get you out of that semi. That thing's killing you. People don't understand how hard you work.
Well, you do. You got out of it, and you're making something with your life there, man. Congratulations. You're sounding good, brother.
Thank you, bro. Again, I wouldn't be here without people like you in my life. Seriously.
All right. Well, you make something of it, brother. The interview sounds great. Keep going.
Thanks, bro. Love you, man.
Love you too, man.
Thank you for calling. So expound a little bit about the gentleman that just called, and why you said more than once that you wouldn't be where you are without the support of people like him.
Oh, well, let's see here. Back in 2007, I returned to truck driving, and I was driving for CR England, and I had to go through their truck driving school all over again, since it had been more than 90 days since I drove.
Mm-hmm.
Lyle was one of my over-the-road instructors, and I only spent, I believe, a week with him. And after 5 days of driving with this guy, I knew there was something special about him. We were heading westbound on I-80 in Pennsylvania, just getting past mile marker 127.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the truck just shut off. I was doing about 65 miles an hour, going downhill with 80,000 pounds, and Lyle had just laid down to go to sleep. Truly, by the grace of God, I do not know, other than that, how I was able to control that semi and bring it to a stop without injuring myself or anyone else around me. And Lyle was just really concerned about where I was going to go, what I was going to do. I had $20 in my pocket, and that was it. You know, that man right there really means the world to me.
Wow. Wow, wow. Give it up for what's this? His name is Lyle?
Yeah, Lyle Siegel.
Let's give it up for Lyle. So you used to be a truck driver, just as you explained. But it appears to me that driving is a passion of yours. Not only have you were your truck driver, you've done some stunt driving and precision driving, and you just love cars, correct?
Oh, yeah, man. Anything with wheels, I want to ride it or drive it. Seriously. I don't care where it's going as long as I'm on for the ride.
Wow. Well, where does this passion for driving, where did it come about?
Well, I guess I could probably pinpoint it back to my real father's death. He was ran over while crossing the street, and I take driving very seriously ever since then. You know, most people just seem to get in their cars and have an attitude of get out of my way. I myself, from my experience of driving, especially large vehicles, have learned to slow down and really appreciate life. You know, look around, look at the people around you. Think about how things are going to be affected if you're just if you just want to rush around all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead. Why can't we what?
Why can't we all just slow down and smile and shake hands?
What is it with LA drivers? Or, you know, why are they so angry? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, man. It's LA, Dallas, New York. Oh, man, New York is crazy. Seems like every major city. It's like everybody's packed together in this little rat cage, so to speak, and everybody's in a rat race to get the cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it certainly appears so. I mean, it is horrible. People love to blow the heck out of their horns. I'm like, chill out. They look for any reason to blow their horns. It is so funny and crazy to me.
It's like they're blowing their horns like they forgot it worked or something, you know? What are they doing, checking it?
But
you know,
they should be
checking their blinkers first.
You should make, like, some type of safety video. That should be one of the projects of your production company. A safety video, and get it out there so people can just chill the heck out. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure, man. I would love to. I'm in the process of saving up to buy myself a good professional camera. So that's one of my goals in this next coming year is to get the new Canon that's coming out. I believe it's an upgrade to the 5D Mark II.
Oh, boy. A new one, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I heard it was coming out in March.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So you're a Canon man. I like Canon.
Oh,
however,
yeah, Canon's awesome.
Canon is great. I'm a Canon man myself. But we differ in terms of space stations, editing stations. I'm a PC man and you're a Mac man. Why you left the PC world? Why you left us behind? What's up with that?
Well, I'd always wanted an iPhone and I was on the Verizon network, and you and everybody else knows that Verizon finally was able to get the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So my BlackBerry Storm 2 took a crap on me. I got tired of replacing it, so I got myself an iPhone.
Okay.
A couple weeks later, the iPad 2 came out. Mm-hmm. And just from the experience of playing with the iPod and the iPhone, I absolutely fell in love with Apple and wanted to see what else they had to offer. So I went out and bought the iPad 2, even though I probably shouldn't have at the time because of finances, but I'm really glad I did. The projects that I've been teaching myself to create on the iPad as far as writing applications and stuff that may be useful for my little brother, it's truly amazing the vision that Steve Jobs had. My PC took a dump on me, I believe at the end of July or August, and I was in Portland filming with Audi, and I went into the Apple store and bought myself a MacBook Pro, and I cannot believe how easy everything works together. Everything just syncs so beautifully, and I mean, I don't have a college degree. Hell, I don't even have a high school diploma, man. If I can figure out how to make all this stuff work, anybody can.
Wow. Wow, so it's that easy, huh? It wasn't hard at all to transfer over from PC to Mac.
Not at all. It may look a little weird. Things are just on other side. Everything's just on the other side. That's all it is.
Hmm. Fantastic. Well, you know, I'm going to stay true and loyal to my PC, but you have touched my curiosity. to see what the Mac is all about. One day. We'll see what happens.
Right on. Well, if it works for you now, that's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly. You are very close. I can tell by the way you talk to Sunshine and by the way you talk to the gentleman that just called that you're very close with friends and family. You keep a very close, tight niche with them. And you relationships are meaningful to you, correct?
Oh, definitely. Without the people around you, you're nobody.
And you know what? Exactly. And I noticed that because we spent some time in our pre-interview talking about what we're going to talk in your interview. But you made sure that you told me, look, what's most important to me is talking about my buddy's movie that's coming out. You know, and for you to just to reserve a portion of your interview to talk about somebody else's project, it shows where your heart is. So this
Thank
is your chance right now to go ahead and promote that. And I know your friends are going to be definitely thankful for it. But it shows that you will definitely be blessed for just taking the time out to do things like that.
Right on. Well, you guys really need to check out that movie, Underbelly Blues, coming out. My friend Colton Kowalski is actually the gentleman that pointed me in the direction to Central Casting, which ties in everything. It's an incredible movie. It just released. He just got it posted on IMDb. Hopefully he'll be in Sundance and winning this year. What an incredible guy that is. Quentin Tarantino's father picked up the project and directed it. And, yeah, you guys just got to see that movie, Underbelly Blues. Keep an eye out for it.
Underbelly Blues. And you're not even – are you even in the film?
No, not at all. I watched the trailer, and I've spoke with him numerous times. He actually works at a pet store that I used to work at when I was 16.
Nice.
And, yeah, he's a – what an incredible guy that is.
Wow, wow. Now, speaking of movies, you had the opportunity to work with Michael Bay, the famous director himself, on a commercial shoot. How was that experience?
Oh, you know what? That was my very first job on that, and what an incredible guy he is. I don't care what anybody has to say about him. I find him to be a great guy. He works his ass off, and he's got great vision. And he doesn't let anybody get in his way. Kind of like you, Maurice.
Motown, Maurice, to be exact.
Oh, yeah, Motown.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very honorable. You kind of put me in the same conversation with Michael Bay.
Hey, man, you deserve it.
Well,
you've got a
you.
Vision, and you're working hard towards it also.
Well, thank you, thank you. You know, there's celebrities like Megan Fox that say he's like Hitler and things like that. You didn't find that to be any way true?
You know, like anybody else that's trying to work and get a job done, there's only so much bullshit you can put up with the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people I work with just seem to want to be there to collect a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And this man was running the show. If you're not going to listen to the man running the show, then what are you doing there collecting your paycheck for?
So you know, what can you... Yeah, I feel you. What can you say you learned from just being around him, in his presence?
Just go forward. Don't look back. You're not going that way, man. You know, just stick with your vision. Stick to your guns. Don't let anybody get in your way.
Very fascinating. Very fascinating. Michael Bay. Wow. And you, in that commercial, what was the commercial about?
This particular commercial was a continuation of the release of the Chevy SSR back in 2004. This commercial was driving around a car hauler, an open car hauler, and the vehicles were driving onto the car hauler as the car hauler was moving. An incredible team of stuntmen and first ADs. I mean, it wouldn't have worked unless Michael Bay was running the show. Truly an incredible stunts. Kenny Bates, what an amazing driver he was. I don't know. I could go on for hours about it. What would you like to know?
I think you said a lot. Now, what I want to know, just want to talk to you on a more casual side. When we got on the line before the interview, you were listening to a particular song called A Thousand Words. And the way you described the song, it helped me understand maybe a little bit more of your personality, because your personality was a reflection of the song. And a lot of times what we listen to is a reflection of ourselves. So tell me about the music you like to listen to and that song in particular.
Well, lately I found this band called the Abbott Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to it right now, actually. the album is called I and Love and You. And every single song on this album has such an incredible message, that the one that you were just speaking about is actually mm-hmm. called 10,000 Words. And it's just, it hits me in my heart, especially with the people that I get to work with lately. I'm truly blessed at that. But it just seems to be like everybody wants to just smile and be happy and shake hands and make some money and go home to their family.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And that's what most of us want to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So tell me a little bit about I know you're starting a production company. You have aspirations to be in front of the camera also, but you definitely have a passion for driving and helping people. So if you put that all together, what kind of a soup would come from that? Or basically what I'm trying to say, what's your ultimate goals that you see? What's your ultimate vision?
My ultimate vision? To provide a life for my family. Someday have a family of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in this crazy world, the greatest evil is money.
Yep.
Without money, we can't survive. So I will not have a family of my own until I know that my current family is taken care of.
Absolutely. And that's the
way. By blood or by adoption.
Hmm. That's right. That's the mindset and positivity that you have to maintain. So I commend you for that. Keep on thriving. We're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
So you have a VMO page, and you have some of your work on there. Can you talk about that and promote your page at the same time?
Yeah, sure. Well, two videos on there I made with my iPhone 4 and also edited on the MacBook Pro. I shot video on one of them while I was at work, laying down in the back of a Buick, while the Precision driver was driving. It's a pretty neat little video. If you've never seen what goes on behind the scenes, you can kind of see some of the equipment and listen to the radio chatter on one of them. And then the other video I just made while I was skating around on my Sector 9 longboard. I recently got into that just to try to have some fun and blow off some steam. So I just roll video with my iPhone 4 and put it together with music. And that particular band that's on my Vimeo page is The Devil Makes Three. And that is another incredible group of musicians. It's only three people. And there's a banjo, acoustic guitar, and a super hot female playing the stand-up bass, man. You guys got to check that band out if you haven't heard of them yet.
Mm.
I just love rolling around playing with cameras and music and video. As long as I can keep on doing that and making money, I'll be happy.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I got Joe Cracker Brown on the line. We're going to take one more caller before we close out this wonderful show. We got a caller from area code 602. You are on the line right now. What's your name, comment, or question?
Well, my name's Erica, and I'm a friend of Joe, and he told me to call in, so I was just calling to say hey.
Hey, Erica. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm so glad you got a chance to call in.
I can't believe I got to be the very last caller. That was just, I don't know how that happened.
Hey, we'll save the best for last. Can you tell us something unique or special about Joe, how you met him or anything?
Joe and I worked on an Audi car commercial together, and I got to pull him down a public street in Portland while he was hanging onto my car on a skateboard, and everything went well. We didn't have any disasters. We had a good time on that job. despite all the craziness.
Very
nice. You know
what?
I don't even have that video anymore. I got to get a hold of Cortell to see if he's got it.
Oh, you don't have that anymore?
No, I got it.
Is that on the thing that got stolen?
What's that?
Is that on the thing that got taken when you were on that job?
No. I didn't back it up like I should have. I think Cortell still got the video, though. So hopefully.
See, so there's a lesson for all your listeners. Back up.
Yeah. Back up indeed. I've had to learn the hard way recently.
I've learned the hard way on everything, it seems.
Well,
isn't
cool,
that what life's
cool.
all about, though?
Yeah. Got to learn one way or another. Well, thank you very much, Erica, for calling. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
No
right,
doubt.
Erica.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Three good callers for a real good show. I think this was a good one. Why don't you go ahead and promote the address of your Vimeo page one more time?
Sure. My Vimeo page is vimeo.com/CrackerBrown. Find me, Cracker Brown, on Twitter, Facebook, and Vimeo.
Sounds like a plan. Well, Cracker Brown, I love that name, by the way. Cracker Brown.
Thanks, brother. I hate politics.
I like that. That's your tagline. Cracker Brown. I hate politics. I love it. Hey, man, I really enjoyed having you on the show. I really appreciate you just sharing who you are and sharing your friends and family on the line with us and just making me a part of your journey. So I'm looking forward to having great updates from you in the future.
Definitely, brother. I definitely am looking forward to making friends with you over in the future.
Absolutely. Now, before you go, I do want to know if you have the answer to this one particular question.
What you got for me, man?
Joe Cracker Brown, who's the future of late night television?
Oh, without a doubt, you know it's going to be Motel Maurice.
And that is the right answer. Thank you so much again, Joe Cracker Brown. I really appreciate the interview. And we will be in touch. You'll be blessed, okay?
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Hey, and drive safe.
You too.
You already know that, of course. All right. Thank you.
Take it easy, brother.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe Cracker Brown. Make sure you check out Cracker Brown Productions, the production company that's starting off, making some moves already. You want your demo reel put together. Joe Cracker Brown can put it together for you. Thank you for all that called in. And thank you for sharing your story on the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle. Thank you, Joe Cracker Brown. Make sure you check me out at MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com, the quest of a late night talk show host. Until next time, be blessed. God bless. And drive safely. Buckle up every time.